it stimulated their interest in farming, which we really haven't done a lot of before, so they're really interested in that. And it'll be part of a homecoming panel as well, since this is our year of homecoming for Scotland. Been doing some map work, some geography work as well. They really enjoyed using the Ordnance Survey maps because it was familiar, it's our area. And some of the children who wouldn't normally be engaged in that type of work were really enjoying it because it's their local area. They knew where the farms were that are on the DVD, so they were really interested and were able to tell us where to go, to how to get to the farms, and still know some of the people who are living there now, so that was really good for them. They've been cooking, they've been making bread, they've been making oatcakes and their own butter. They've also done a lot of maths because they've been weighing and measuring with the cooking. They've done quite a bit of graph work as well. They've been doing surveys, so they're looking at data, interpreting data, and they're also making their own displays of data. They've done some language work with diary writing. They've been doing their own, they've had a week of diary writing themselves. Just as James Wilson was keeping a diary, so have the children kept a diary. Yeah.
They had a much harder life than us. If you think about nowadays, we're all lazy because what they done back then, they had to be really fit and they were always working all the time.
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
We're not used to anything like that, so it's hard. It's shocking when you look at what they've done and what we do compared to that. It's horrible. It shows how lazy they actually are. If they people could actually do that much in a day, and we would do less than that in a week. It's really good that it's computer based as well, because we've not done anything like this.
Yeah, but with their best topic really.
Yeah, it's really good.
It gives you a lot of information and it's good. It's good some of the tasks that you have to do in it.
It makes you think hard, doesn't it?
It does involve a lot of thinking.
Looking up the sensor.
When we were doing it, we just think, oh yeah, this will be okay. And then when you actually come together and Miss Boyd, Miss Trainer tell us, you're you'd never think of asking or looking up that or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it just tells you so much information.
We've done some art activities. We're planning on a banner to show the different aspects of the community life, trying to portray the church, the mill, the school, how it was so involved within the community. We've incorporated some basket weaving and some landscape pictures at the moment.
We're in sewing the letters for the title, and it spells Ruled by the Seasons. And we picked this fabric because it represents the clouds and snow and some weather, and the other boys are doing something else.
It's a landscape made out of tissue paper because the topic's about the different seasons and how stuff works on the farm. So it's just
like a
landscape.
Landscape of a hill.
It's hills with the sky coming down. Once we put it all down and it's dried, we're going to go around it in a marker pen and also add trees and different things on.
This is the design for our banner, and we're going to add these things in later. And this is our wheat for the crops, which Nathan's doing as well. And then this is going to be a school, this is our water mill, and this is going to be our church, because that was the important things in rural Scotland. And this is our dry stone dike wall, which Michael's doing, and Christopher's doing the trees, and we're sewing the Ruled by the Seasons title.